Governor Pat McCrory's frosty relationship with the media got a little frostier this week. An Associated Press story on Tuesday accused McCrory of shady dealings with online mortgage company Tree.com. It alleges the governor received a payment while in office and took action that could benefit the company. McCrory's office fired back against the story and the reporters. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now to sort this out. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Duncan.
So what do we know about McCrory's involvement with this mortgage company?
Sure. So Governor McCrory was on the board of directors for Tree.com, and he submitted his resignation the day before he was sworn into office. But the resignation didn't go into effect until January 31st. And then on that day, the board of directors vested some stock options, basically gave him stock he was due to get if he stayed on the board, but wouldn't get by resigning. And that was worth upwards of $170,000 at the time.
And what is the AP story saying exactly?
Well, it cites mostly anonymous experts suggesting it could be improper to give that stock to elected officials. It also accuses McCrory of failing to disclose when he was a candidate that he was on this board, and it suggests he may have had a conflict of interest when appointing banking regulators.
Then the governor's office reacted by...
Right, blasting out a series of critiques, including a multi-page point-by-point attack of both this story and earlier stories by these Associated Press reporters. And McCrory said in a statement, quote, "It was written with malice and the intent to do harm without any factual consideration given."
Okay, without going too far into that point by point, can you just give us a general sense of the governor's grievances?
Yeah, I think it's mostly that they feel the reporters found these certain data points and then spun them into this nefarious narrative. So, for instance, the story says McCrory appointed banking regulators and didn't recuse himself and kind of lets that point stand alone. But the governor's office points out that McCrory reappointed the folks the previous governor, who's a Democrat, had put on the board. So, not exactly controversial. Or take the accusation that he didn't disclose his relationship. Well, on that state ethics form, he didn't write into a box that he was on Tree.com's board, but he filled out another box that he'd received compensation as one of their board, as part of their board. So at best, you're describing a paperwork error, and the State Ethics Commission director says they later changed that form because it was confusing.
So what's the fallout from all this?
Well, so far, Democratic groups, including Progress NC, have touted it as evidence of corruption. McCrory's campaign team is already using it for fundraising, saying the left-wing press is at it again.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thank you.
Thank you.